It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Bat Blue Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going into quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders. How you doing, guys? Ready to talk some Penn State Rutgers football?
Always ready to talk about the Scarlet Knights.
Come on, Rutgers. Who wouldn't want to talk Rutgers football? But this quarter is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV value in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. Great RVs you can rent for individual games, free shuttle to the game, large projection TV, free Wi-Fi. It's never too early to start thinking about the 2020 season. And don't forget, blue-white game. It's a lot of fun doing the RV thing for the...
It's only a couple months away.
It is that we got to start preparing.
Was there more people at the blue-white game or the Rutgers game, Bob?
It's about a push. It was about a push. That 98,000 or whatever they announced, I guess that was paid attendance because there was not 98,000.
I know.
I went to the blue-white game this year, but not the Rutgers game. I thought it would be more competitive. All right. Let's go to quarter number two. We normally call this Tucker's tape. Today we're going to call it Andy and Bob's tape. We're going to take, in my notes, I call it an in-depth look at the Rutgers game. But anyway, Andy, I'm going to call the effort uninspiring.
So
what would you call it?
That was at the top of my list. It seemed like the opponent, the atmosphere, and, even though it was senior day, it impacted Penn State. That was disappointing because when James talks about how the difference is between a very good program and elite, to me, this is one of those things that, okay, it's Rutgers. They're terrible. You're a 6-touchdown favorite. It's cold. It's Thanksgiving break. Not many people are going to show up. Blah, 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 blah. The difference between very good and elite means that doesn't impact you. In other words, you're not going to come out and put forth an effort where the focus and motivation pretty much for a very long period of time favor the other team. Now, I enjoyed watching Rutgers play that way. They were clearly inspired, and they played their very absolute best, and it still wasn't anywhere near enough. But the fact that Penn State's the atmosphere and everything involved in that game impacted the product that they put on the field and the way they performed was very disappointing to me.
Yeah, I also think, I'm not a guy that's going to make excuses for Penn State. They looked mentally and physically flat to me. I think the physical part of it too. I don't think there's any question that what the schedule they played in October and November previously caught up with them a little bit. Obviously, Rutgers they did not take Rutgers very seriously. There's no question. And you have to at least talk about the fact that Sean Clifford didn't play.
Correct.
Etor Gross-Matos did not play.
Tariq Castro-Fields didn't play.
Noah Kane didn't play.
Yeah. They were shorthanded, and I think Rutgers caught them at the exact perfect time.
Agree.
I think the 40-point spread probably influenced a lot of people's reaction to this game. I think it was a little bit disappointing, but I think you can explain a lot of this away. I think if they had played in September, we're talking about a completely different game. But you got to play them when they're on the schedule. They came and they were invested. They were invested in that Ohio State game. All in. That was a max effort type of game by almost everyone on that team. So I'm with you. I didn't see 27-6. I didn't see, it being close at halftime. I didn't see Rutgers, opening up the game with a little bit of a lead. But I just don't know. I don't know with Levis in the game, and some other people out, like, what was the best case scenario?
It was the 60 minutes that bothered me.
Yeah.
That it strung out and it continued and it just kind of lingered.
Lethargic.
Yes.
They were lethargic.
Was what was mostly disappointing.
I'm glad you brought up, Bob, the post-Ohio State. If we look back the last couple years, who did Penn State play after Ohio State game? Michigan State. How'd that work out, by the way?
Right.
Not well. So in looking ahead on the schedule, before the season started, I thought it was a break for them that they would have Rutgers after Ohio State and not a team that could test them. Let's take a look at Will Levis, though, his performance, Andy. What did you see from the backup quarterback?
So I like the fact that he got a start, and after what he did against what you saw against Ohio State and him getting, you know, a full week of work and everything as a starter, I came to the conclusion that Will Levis is a really capable and functional backup quarterback, and that I can see some of the aspirations as to why he would want to be a starter, but to me, he's not a QB1. He's a functional and capable backup. Give him 8, 9, 10 starts. I don't think it looks a whole lot different to me. And I think if he's your QB1, they have to change that offense a little bit for him.
I think that he has the talent to be a starting quarterback, and I think he has the talent to be a starting quarterback at Penn State. I think you saw some plays where you saw his athleticism on that hurdle.
Oh, yeah.
He is a big athlete who can move.
He's a huge athlete.
He can definitely affect the game as a running quarterback. He is a guy on short yardage if he's in the game. I mean, he's a guy that can pick up the first down. But he said it. He said it, you know, he missed some plays in that game, in the passing game. He missed KJ Hamler for a touchdown. He didn't throw it far enough, and he didn't throw it, I think, in the right direction. The interception in the red zone, that ball kind of hung, and that probably should have been a touchdown as well.
His footwork was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those games where I just think that it was a learning experience for him. I mean, it was his first start at Beaver Stadium. I know he wasn't playing the 85 Bears, but he did some good things.
Good call.
I think that if you know, if Sean Clifford had started last year late in the season in place of an injured Trace against a team that they were supposed to beat, I think you would have seen him make more mistakes than he made this year. I just think that you saw glimpses of what he could be, but you also saw how far he still has to go.
All right. DraftKings Sportsbook is officially available in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is so easy to use. I can attest to that. You can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's no wonder DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, use code KSN to place your first bet, and you could get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's look at a bright spot from that Rutgers game, and I would pick out Journey Brown. Pretty impressive, Bob.
Yeah, 700 yards on the season almost. I think he had 10 rushing touchdowns. He was not the guy I would have picked to be at the top of the depth chart by the end of the season, and he kind of earned it. It wasn't just the plays he made against Rutgers. He made some nice plays against Ohio State. He made some nice players, very nice plays at Minnesota. He has come a long way since Meadville. I just still think he can probably get a little bit better, quite frankly. And I think he's kind of put the rest of the running back room on alert that, you know, it's going to be a competition moving forward on the practice field, you know, in the classroom, on game day. And he is a live contender for the lead role next year. If you're going to rank the biggest surprises on the Penn State team, if he's not number one, he comes right behind.
He's 1A. Yeah. Who else? Yeah. Who else is a bigger surprise this year?
Lamont Wade.
Lamont Wade's in the conversation too. There's a couple other guys I think that had some.
Had the
some,
left tackle
had
was
some
pretty
nice
good.
Years. Rasheed Walker is another guy. But I, you know, if you want to tell me that he was your most surprising player, most pleasant surprise, I don't think I'd argue. I mean, I really think that he's come a long way. I like the fact that he's more than just a speed guy. I think he's shown that he can run through. He ran through some Ohio State guys. He ran through some Minnesota guys. Very, very impressed with him. And yeah, Jimmy, I think he was probably the number one positive, I think, coming out of the Rutgers game. And also, I just like how he's kind of one of those guys, Jimmy, that he doesn't say a lot. He's not really demonstrative. He just goes out there. Also, plays very hard on special teams. He's on the punt team. He's been the special teams player of the week for the coaches. I think he's a really good team guy.
And I'll tell you what was interesting also in the game. We alluded to it earlier about Ricky Slade coming back. He got a series. He looked very good. I'm still wondering. I know we're a year away from the 2020 season, but how do you get those four guys? Because we know we're all big fans of Noah Kane. Mm-hmm. Devin Ford's shown a lot, and they've got some more studs coming in, Andrew.
Good luck, Ricky, Ronnie, and the offensive coaching staff figuring out what your yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's the
problem you want to have.
It's a problem you want to have.
The good teams have
good luck.
The good teams bring their second and third running back in the game, and they don't skip a beat. Penn State hasn't really been able to do that since this year. It was great that they had Saquon. It was great that they had Miles last year. They didn't have anyone behind them. It cost them last year when Miles got beat up.
Yep.
And they never could really give Saquon a breather either. I think it's a great problem to have. I don't know how it's going to shake out either. I think a guy that I like is Devin Ford, but I don't know if he can get to the top.
I'd like to ask this question. I've seen a lot of fans ask this question, especially if KJ Hamler leaves. Would it make any sense to move Ricky Slade to the slot?
It might make sense from the coaching staff's perspective. I don't know that Ricky Slade would be that receptive to such
a
move.
Tough.
I think Rick. Trace wanted to play quarterback in the NFL. Ricky wants to play running back at Penn State. I think I think he would grudgingly do it, Jimmy, but I think he would probably look somewhere to play running back somewhere else.
The flip side is the offensive line with five guys coming back that are
– And the tight end.
Yeah, and the tight end coming back, and their strength, their run blocking has come miles from week one to week 10, and you're bringing all those guys back with that four running backs, you know what the strength of this offense is going to be. Their run blocking has been very, very good.
I got some young linemen that played in reserve roles they really like too. Caden Wallace is coming.
Yeah.
Des Holmes is coming. This should be the running backs and the offensive line should be the strength of this team if everyone who is supposed to come back comes back.
One last question on Rutgers, and we're going to hit more on this in the fourth quarter. The effort against Rutgers, is that why Florida passed Penn State in the college football playoff rankings?
Oh, boy. I hope not, but you know what? They probably left the door open a little bit, Jimmy, honestly. It just depends on who knows what's going on in that committee's room. They're a bunch of weirdos in my mind.
We'll talk about that more in Q4, but coming up in Q3, we have Ask Andy and Bob. You don't want to miss it.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.